It's episode 227 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. As we begin a new week, we'll read Proverbs 3 and 4 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the deeps were broken up, and the skies drip with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not devise harm against your neighbor while he lives securely beside you. Do not contend with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not chase any of his ways. For the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but He is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Though He scoffs at the scoffers, yet He gives grace to the afflicted. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guide you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is, acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. May God bless the reading of His Word. As I said last week, the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. I remind you that because of what he wrote in verse 5 of chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Now here's a guy who could very easily be tempted to lean on his own understanding, but he had evidently learned that it's better to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's face it, sometimes it is so hard to trust God with our whole heart. Sometimes the bills pile up and we don't see any way out. Sometimes we're misunderstood or mistreated. Tragedy strikes us or our family. We lose our job. Bad things happen, even to good people. At those times, we look up and say, God, are you there? Do you see what I'm going through? Why don't you help me? I need you now. And sometimes it seems as though our prayers are not heard. It seems as if God has turned a deaf ear. Those are the times when we tend to lean on our own understanding. We take the wheel. I mean, after all, something's got to be done, right? We've all been through times like that, haven't we? But it's when life gets hard that God is giving us an opportunity to grow. Hang in there. Remember the promises of God. They don't change, and He never fails. Never. Even in the darkest times of my son's illness a couple of years ago, my wife and I never gave up on God. And slowly but surely, Stephen recovered. At every turn, we prayed and we praised. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now, and I don't know what God's plan is for you. But I do know that trusting in Him with all your heart is infinitely better than leaning on your own understanding. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we're back in the book of Judges. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.